Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
At 7:15, I hope you are getting going. I want your thoughts on what you think about, what was your reaction to Cyril Ramaphosa's speech last night. A few people said to me he looked a little bit, I don't know, stoned, drugged, slow. What do you think of that? Was he? I didn't watch it. I was busy with something else, and then I forgot completely about it. So I kind of missed it. But maybe Nick Rabinowitz, who's joining us on the line, managed to. Nick, a very good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howie. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. Did you watch the president's speech last night? I forgot, and then, honestly, I couldn't be bothered.
No, I didn't watch. I find out all the news via other people's tweets these days.
Honestly, I couldn't be bothered.
No, I didn't watch. I find out all the news via other people's tweets these days with three kids, as you can hear maybe in the background.
What were you thinking?
As I locked the sliding door. What was I thinking, Howard? What exactly was I thinking?
Yeah. As my wife's late great grandmother once said, do you not know what's causing it?
Her great great grandmother.
No, that's, her great grandmother. My wife's great grandmother once turned around to say to her granddaughter, do you not know what's causing this?
Yeah, surely you've worked it out by now.
So how has lockdown been?
I was thinking about lockdown level 5, and I was going through, your producer told me that I had some videos I'd made about my home life during level 5 of lockdown, which I've blanked out of my memory. So I went back and watched one or two, and I was reminded of my very close friend who saw me in, I think, quite a desperate state in one of those videos, dealing with all three children at home, homeschooling. I was trying to work from home. My wife was trying to work from home. And he said to me, well, you chose to unzip your fly three times.
Right. And of course, now we've got parents on the way to King David and Yeshiva College with kids saying, Dad, what does he mean by that?
I think it's the other way around. I think parents now have to ask their kids for guidance on all sorts of matters.
Well, that is true. That actually has been the case, isn't it? Because with our reliance on technology, there's no way that anybody over the age of 30 could keep up. That means you've got to have at least a 10-year-old in your house in order to assist you with Zoom stuff.
Well, and it's not just technology, Howard. It's things like, listen, boy, could I maybe have a minute of your time? Sure, Dad. What is it? Could you explain, like, what is toxic masculinity?
Right. Exactly. It hasn't been easy. How has it been for you, lockdown?
Well, level 5, as I look back at those videos, I can see it wasn't an easy time. But it was also a memorable time. When else in our lives are we going to have that experience and that experience of being with our families 24/7. And that's why I spend so much time self-isolating in the toilet, even though I had no COVID.
No symptoms.
I thought I had COVID at least three times a day for about 6 months, I think.
Yeah, that is interesting because, you know, I'm it's a third generation now hypochondriac that we know of. And you know, I'm very sensitive to this sort of thing, but I actually haven't been for one COVID test. So anxious and hysterical I am. Yeah. So it maybe has been better for us hypochondriacs, but, you say you've had COVID about three times.
A day.
Oh, a day. A day. That's all right.
For a number of days. My wife actually got vaccinated yesterday. Hashtag, what is the hashtag you normally use?
Blessed. Hashtag blessed. Yeah. Hashtag blessed. Well, I hope she posted it on social media. Otherwise, we won't believe her.
No, she didn't because she felt ashamed because she's actually an online doctor. And she saw actual doctors, proper GPs there, and she had to hide her face.
Right, okay. But did she actually get a real vaccination or an online one?
No, it was a real one.
She didn't get the vaccine by Zoom, right?
No, she didn't. No, judging by the side effects, I think she got the real one.
Right. Yeah, I believe it is quite, can be quite hectic. It can take you down properly, the vaccine, which I guess is a good thing because it means you're mounting an immune response to it. But, what are your lessons learned from being home with your kids and family during lockdown?
Well, I think one of the lessons is, don't get, like, you might think you want to be promoted to principal of a homeschool because it's a prestigious post, but really you don't. And secondly, I had this fantasy before this whole thing that I would take a sabbatical and we would purchase a van. Have you heard of van life?
A
van? This whole movement where you sell up everything and you buy a van.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that. Right, yes.
And it's, if you go onto Instagram, whatever, and you go hashtag van life, you'll find, pictures, beautiful pictures of people, often young couples who've purchased, some kind of, like an old camper van, and they've refurbished it, and it's beautiful, and there's lovely pictures of lakes. They open up the doors, and you see the sea, or the lake, or the mountain, and they always have, both of them have a sort of post-coital glow about them, which I think might be an Instagram filter. I'm not sure if they are. Just getting a lot of action in the back of the van.
Right. I don't think my Instagram has that as a filter, but I haven't.
No, mine doesn't. I think I might have done that in my 20s. My girlfriend had one of those old VW caddies, which was like, and we got a, what was the thing when you bought the canopy and then we had a mattress and curtains and we traveled around for months. But we didn't have, young people, we didn't have Instagram back then, so we don't even know if it happened. But basically, this was my fantasy. Like for 2020, I thought we would do this for a few months, like 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, we would travel somewhere exotic with the whole family, and then I would leave them there and travel on my own for a year.
Right. Like in Mikiesfontein, is that not exotic enough for you?
Well, Mikiesfontein is quite lekker. I once played a cricket match, in Mikiesfontein. It was the BZ Bailey 11 against the Helen Ziller 11. Now, you may think I'm making this up. But,
you are. Come on,
I'm
Nick.
Not. Helen Ziller actually got me caught on the long on boundary. It was one hand, one bounce.
Yeah, she does a lot of that, I believe.
But that's actually a true story that I've never told before. Howard. Wow. Exclusive. You've got the exclusive.
Somebody write that down. Yeah. Anyway, so you were saying.
Lesson learned was we are no longer going to go in a van and homeschool our kids for a year. Because, not just because homeschooling, we've discovered exactly what that entails, but also because of the diseases. Because my idea was Africa. We would do Africa. And I'd heard of communicable diseases, but of course now we know everybody's got a degree in virology now.
Yes,
we know exactly what.
Exactly.
We used to think a communicable disease was like gluten intolerance because it meant you communicated to every Tom, Dick, and Harry about your gluten intolerance. But now we know it's not, you can get other things. And I just think a Jewish medical wife getting, like, for example, cholera and then having to post on social media. Yeah, oh, my God, we're so blessed. We got the cholera vaccine, but it was awesome. I lost 8 kgs in 2 days. Hashtag vomiting at Vic Falls. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag muzzle talk.
Right. Yeah, and everybody then would go on the cholera diet, so it's probably not a very good idea.
The cholera diet is very effective, though.
Yes. Besides that, if you're traveling with a Jewish doctor wife, you'd need a separate trailer just for the medication, I imagine.
Yeah, exactly. There's
three children.
You should come and see my medical cupboard sometime.
Yeah, open heart surgery, not a problem during lockdown, huh?
No worries.
Right. So, Nick, what are you anticipating this year? How's your year as a comedian, as an actor, going to play out in your mind?
I think it's had a fairly inauspicious start. Actually, you know what? It's like, it's paradoxical because, I mean, over Purim, I would normally maybe be asked to do one, maybe more than one show, but I could only physically do one show.
And charge for none of them, I imagine. Because it's a charity, Nick.
Yeah. It's do it for chai. Or how much is five? R1.80. Okay, fine. Yes, Rabbi Masinta, whatever you need. And this year I had to do four because you could just go from one to the other. So one shul to the other, virtually. Finish the Zoom call, get onto the next one. And then there's another group of Zoom Jews. And that's one thing that I've really struggled with. Jews on Zoom. It's a whole documentary on its own.
It is, hey. And the fear of the mute button.
Yes. No, we don't know what the mute. The other night I was on and I recorded it actually, and I haven't posted because I think Zelda Joselovitz might hunt me down. I think her husband looks like he's an ex Mossad, so I haven't posted it. But it was basically Zelda going, "Am I on? Hello, hello, can anyone? Hello." And then Jeff Allen was like, "Yes, yes, I can hear you. You're on. Who's on? You are. Who? Zelda. Oh, yes, I'm Zelda. Who are you? I'm Dean. Oh, okay. Are you related to Debbie Allen? Yes, yes, yes. Funny enough, she's my daughter. Oh, where's she now? Sydney. Oh, do you know the Beckers so in Sydney? No, I don't. I don't know. But Debbie does. I think she might. I don't know. I mean, this went on. It could go on for hours.
Hours. Hours. It's just quite unbelievable. Unbelievable. So it's going to be a year of that, do you think? Or at least the next foreseeable future?
No, look, it's also opening up, so it's hybrid. I actually did my first one-man show 2 nights ago for actual humans. Awesome. Like
for
in
real
the flesh.
People.
It was very weird, because I kept thinking, I should know your name. It should be in the bottom left-hand corner, but it's not. All I see is a table leg.
That is actually very, very, very funny. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Nick Rabinowitz, thank you as always. Just wonderful to chat to you. Be good and good luck for everything this year.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.